The world's most popular sports team is expecting a big crowd for a road game this weekend. Yes, the New York Yankees are playing the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park, but we're talking soccer, not baseball. On Sunday, England's Manchester United plays the second of a four-game exhibition tour of the United States at the Los Angeles Coliseum. Earlier this week, the team drew nearly 67,000 fans in Seattle. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins me now. Stefan, Manchester United on U.S. soil. This sounds like the biggest British invasion since the Beatles.
It's pretty amazing. They expect to draw around 300,000 fans for the four games that they're going to be playing here. Manchester United has a huge worldwide fan base, around 40 million people, but this is a very, very calculated effort to increase the team's profile in the United States and draw more revenue from here. Manchester knows that the profile of world soccer is on the increase in America, a lot more games on cable TV, and a lot more American players playing in Europe. Manchester United even signed an American goalie named Tim Howard, who's going to make his debut for the team this week.
What's interesting is Manchester United is drawing these kinds of crowds without the one player that Americans seem to know most, David Beckham.
Yeah, David Beckham, married to a Spice Girl, huge star. His name is in the title of a movie that came out this summer, Bend It Like Beckham. But he was recently sold by Manchester United to another popular European team, Real Madrid. So while there'll be a lot of Beckham jerseys in the stands here in America, he won't be here. Instead, his team, Real, is in Asia trying to raise that team's profile over there and capitalize on that market.
And help me understand something, Stefan. A team like Manchester United can draw huge crowds here in America, while Major League Soccer, the American Pro League, seems to struggle.
Well, there are a couple of things are in play here. One is that Americans like big events. Manchester United is a very sexy draw. So American soccer fans who maybe will watch a game here or there are going to try to come to a Manchester United game. A second factor is that the opponents that Manchester has picked all play into the hyphenated American fan base. Celtic Glasgow of Scotland in the first game, Club America of Mexico, Juventus of Turin, Italy, Barcelona of Spain. These are all big names, big teams.
It seems like soccer will continue to be big here throughout the summer. The U.S. men's national team is in action, and the Women's World Cup tournament is coming here to America.
Yeah, the men play tomorrow in the third place game of the Gold Cup, which is a regional soccer tournament. They lost to Brazil earlier in the week 2-1. No shame there, even though the game was against the under-23 team of Brazil. The Women's World Cup is going to be in America because it was moved from China a few months ago because of concerns over SARS. It's going to be a slightly scaled-down tournament compared to what we remember from 1999, the big tournament that culminated in the Rose Bowl before 90,000 fans in a game that was won by the Americans.
Finally, Stefan, can we switch gears for a second? How about a quick update on the Tour de France? Lance Armstrong is getting closer to a record-tying fifth straight victory.
Yep, Armstrong has a 65-second lead over German Jan Ulrich. Tomorrow is the deciding day. It's a time trial, a race against the clock, and Ulrich performs very well in these. He beat Armstrong decidedly in one of these time trial races last week. The race finishes up on Sunday when the riders pedal down the Champs-Élysées in Paris.
Should be a squeaker. Thanks for talking to us, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal.